Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
The Columbia Sportswear Company was founded in 1938. Headquartered right here in the great state of Oregon. Great company. See, when I got here, what, 20 years ago? It just went like that, man. 20 years ago when I got here, you know what I noticed? All the television news stations were wearing Columbia jackets. Wintertime, storms, Columbia, Columbia, Columbia. Then I got out in public and I realized everybody was wearing Columbia. Then the more I looked around, I was like, this is a powerhouse company. But here's the thing I didn't know about Columbia. They were doing good things in the community. They were employing a whole bunch of people. Like Columbia, you know, it's got a lot of history, right? Especially in the athletic space. But you talk about weather, you talk about competition. We have to do that here in the Pacific Northwest. Hunting, fishing, that might have been the original sports stuff that Columbia got into, but they're into so much more now. Here to talk about Columbia, here to talk about the Pacific Northwest, Tom Miller. He is a vice president at Columbia. He is joining us now. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I mean, I'm excited to have you on the show because I think there's so much to talk about. We've done a ton of research on this, so thanks for making time. 1938... Like, the company must have looked a lot different then. I know you didn't work there then, but, you know, take us a little bit on the origin of the company and what was Columbia doing in 38?
Actually, the company started as Columbia Hot Company. And I'm sure you know Mrs. Boyle, Gert Boyle, whose parents actually founded the company in 1938 when they came over from Germany. And it started as a very small hat company. And then as time went on, they got into different types of products, did some private label work with some other big brands in order to get the volume up and began to innovate. That's really what the company's built on, is innovation. For, as you mentioned, all the activities that are done in the outdoors. And Gert herself was very involved in that. And then as time went on, I think you also know the story that her husband suddenly passed, and she had to take on the company herself, of course, in the early 1970s. And that's when Tim came up from the University of Oregon and by her side really built the brand to what it is today.
It's a fantastic story. And Tim Boyle, her son, now the CEO of the company. How does that sort of keep the company tethered, to have a Boyle – still involved in the company, still running the company, you know, and you talk about that kind of history. There's very few companies that I think have that kind of legacy.
Oh, absolutely. And it really shows to the employees how important it is to them. They're involved and have been involved, and Gert was involved all the way up until virtually just months before she passed. It came in every single day. Demanded excellence from her employees, also showed great compassion and empathy as well. And actually, Tim's son, Joe Boyle, is now the president of the Columbia brand and is doing a great job in carrying on that family tradition of really, making it meaningful to its employees by showing where the ownership sits and being very accessible to the employees as well.
You know, we talked about the hats being the original part of the company. Then it goes into hunting and fishing. You look around now, you look around today, and you see, you know, Bubba Wallace in the relationship that Columbia has with Bubba. You look at the Tour de France. You look at Olympics, USA Curling, PGA golfers. Columbia really has expanded the footprint and is a lot of things to a lot of different sports now.
Absolutely. And really, we always look for unique opportunities that are of interest to us. Obviously, we're not an athletic brand like a few others in this town. We really focus on people that need the gear to perform outdoors in whatever their profession is. And that's led us to some really great relationships. All the way back in my early years, you know, I've been with the company 32 years now. And when I first got here, we started with the Jamaican bobsled team. And then we went on to some stuff with the Olympics and Lillehammer and CBS Sports. And then we went on with U.S. skiing. And we've moved on throughout the years into some really cool relationships, including Bubba Wallace, and most recently USA Curling, which is a kind of a niche but coming event or coming sport of interest to a lot of people. And those are the kind of things we look for. And basically, we provide the gear that helps them not have to worry about the elements outdoors.
You've been there 3 decades plus, Tom, and you're now a vice president of marketing there. And how has the company changed in your time? How has it stayed the same? Because I think that's part of the beauty is, like, you hold on to the Boyle family legacy while expanding and evolving.
Well, I think when I started, obviously, it was a very different type of a business. There was a much different advertising climate. There was no internet. We were not as much of a global company. We were very heavily a fall-oriented company versus spring. We weren't a footwear company. We didn't even have a dedicated fishing brand, which we have now called PFG. So we've seen so much change over the time that I've been there into developing product and developing reach. Distribution has changed. Online marketing has changed. We didn't have a website. Our direct-to-consumer business and our stores, our outlet business, so much has changed and evolved over the years, but one thing that hasn't changed is the way that Tim and Joe Boyle operate the company. I mean, it's a very complex business globally now, obviously, especially with supply chain issues and just everything that every company is going through right now. But I will say that the brand has always stood for accessibility, getting consumers outdoors without breaking the bank, and accessibility in leadership. You know, Tim Boyle and Joe, to be honest, have not changed in the way that they treat their employees, your accessibility to them, the way they are with the media. They're just really open, honest, great people, and they run a great organization.
Tom Miller with us, Vice President of Columbia. I went to meet Tim Boyle not that long ago, and here's what struck me. He says, come to the back door, tell security you're here to see me. I go to the back door. I didn't know what Tim Boyle looked like. I thought, here's the security guard. I almost said, hey, I'm looking for Tim Boyle, and he stuck his hand out and said, John, Tim Boyle. And I thought, gosh, what a down-to-earth CEO. Like, I don't think any company of this profile would have somebody so grounded.
You know what? It's the first thing that I tell people when they want to know about Tim. And really, Gert was the same way. And Joe's taken from that as well. You know, you can go down to Tim's office, and it really doesn't matter what station in life you are at the company, or in career, I should say. You know, Tim's open to talking to anybody. And if he has a moment, he will. And if he doesn't, he will make one. He treats everybody across the organization with that kind of respect. And he wants to learn. And he wants to make sure that you understand what's important to him when it comes to the brand. And I think that's that experience that you had. It's very, very common. And it's what life's like working for those guys.
Tom, you see companies that will pick up as they grow and they'll move other places, maybe because it's cheaper to do business. This company's remained rooted in the state of Oregon. Why is that?
I think that's really important because it's the first place they landed, obviously, when the family came over from Germany. I think the actual, you know, geography of the Northwest is very appealing to the type of activities that our product is made to go out and use in. And they, frankly, just like this area, if not love it, very much so. And they give back very generously to this community throughout the region. And I don't see them ever pulling up stakes and leaving here. My name's not Boyle, but I certainly would be shocked if they would ever consider departing this area.
Vice President at Columbia, Tom Miller, is our guest. Jamaican bobsled team, Tour de France, curling team, you know, the freestyle skiing. There's some, that's some offbeat stuff. Like, it's cool. Why is it that Columbia has supported those kinds of things? And, you know, what's behind that?
You know, we always like, as I said, to do something that's somewhat surprising and somewhat unique. And we look for things that are interesting to talk about, get the company excited, and aren't what everybody else is doing. You know, Mrs. Boyle, very early on, was very committed to Special Olympics. We were involved with the Special Olympics USA team to help outfit them. We're always trying to do the right thing. You know, nobody would talk to the Jamaicans, but we did. And the U.S. ski team is going, it constantly goes through sponsors, and we really work closely to develop products for them. You know, curling is something that nobody really thinks of. The one that I was, that isn't on the list, that I was kind of proud of early on in my career, was actually we outfitted the entire America Cube America's Cup team, which was the first time any women, and this was an all-women's team, had actually entered into the America's Cup, which was is the oldest sporting event in the United States. And that was one also that that we did that I thought was just fantastic. And then, of course, into the modern day, you know, with taking on Bubba Wallace, which obviously was somewhat controversial and challenging. And Tim embraces that, and that's what we look for.
Tom, let me ask you this. I've got a favorite Columbia jacket. It's one of the jackets I got from KGW when I was working there because they handed those jackets out. Whose idea was it? Because it was brilliant to get the TV station employees in Columbia gear. Like, that is brilliant.
Well, I don't know that it's any one person's idea. There's a lot of great contributors at the company. I think a lot of that did start when we outfitted CBS Sports for the Olympics in Lillehammer in 1994, and we got some great exposure from that, especially with Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, you know, paving the way for the ratings. And from that, we really could see just how really beneficial going out and getting you know, the television networks, and that really did change the game. It's a little bit harder now. That was a production decision where a lot of these television stations and networks, you know, they needed to find jackets and companies that could supply stuff that worked outdoors. Now the sales guys get a little bit more involved, and it's a bit more complicated than that. But early on, we did make our mark, and if you were lucky enough to get one of those coats, I'd hold on to it.
I'm going to hang on to it forever. Tom Miller, Vice President Columbia, with us. Okay, let me ask you this. You know, Worlds of Sport is coming up. The listeners know it's near and dear to my heart. It will support a couple of local charities, including Baldface Truth Foundation, that help kids in the community, and Columbia has been a big-time early entry supporter of this event. Why is that important to Columbia?
Well, John, I think the most important thing is, as you said, that, you know, the city of Portland, you know, went through a couple of years where it maybe had fallen off its peak from the standpoint of its popularity, some negative news, and it's really important to Tim, especially that the city maintain its profile, which is a great city. And you're doing a lot to give back to that. And we thought it was a natural thing for us to participate, and we're happy to do it. And we applaud all the others that you've gotten on board to do it, and hope that the consumers that come in can have a good time.
You guys are going to showcase your relationship with Bubba Wallace as part of the event. I think it's fantastic. I think he was here last summer, was he not?
He was here. We've been working on, we actually developed a product line, a collaboration with Bubba, which we are going to show a couple of pieces actually at the World of Sport. And we sell those at our store downtown, as well as online. He's come to the company a couple of times, and it's very important to us that we get people to get in to the building, see how we work with our designers, get to meet the people, get to meet Tim and Joe, and really understand what it's about to be part of this brand. And we try to get all of those big teams that we sponsor or individuals up to Portland to get a feel for our hospitality.
Is it true that Bubba went on a hike in the Columbia River Gorge, like as part of this visit, and then he drops to a knee and he proposes to his fiance?
Well, I wasn't there, but that's what they tell me. That's all that I can say. That's
fantastic.
The story. I don't know who was actually there to witness that. He must have passed that along to somebody on our partnerships team.
I love that. Yeah, I'm glad you weren't there. That would have been awkward. Hey, Tom, can you hold this? Can you hold this when I do this? But I love that. I wonder if he planned that or if he's just out there and he's like, okay, the gorge is so beautiful. Like, you know, for the rest of us who live here all the time, we probably don't look up as much as, you know, people who are visiting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Pacific Northwest, you know, and to be able to go from the gorge to Mount Hood and then to the desert and then down to the ocean. It's pretty amazing the range that you have just right here out of Portland. And Bubba Wallace really loves the outdoors. You know, last year we took him on a National Geographic photo essay experience, which was fantastic. And we did a big piece of content with him where he got to go shoot the night sky with one of the National Geographic photographers. And we ended up doing a great piece of content with, you know, National Geographic. And he loves being outdoors when he can't. You know, when he can, you know, when he's not on the track.
Tom Miller with us, Vice President of Marketing, Columbia Sportswear. They will be at Worlds of Sport, Father's Day weekend, June 18th and 19th. You heard Tom talk about it. I think it's important to Columbia. Like, Columbia doesn't have to do this event, listeners. Like, you know, everybody's wearing a Columbia jacket anyway, but you're going to walk in there and you're going to know Columbia is part of the solution in Portland, like a event we all feel good about, an event that, you know, is showcasing the sports scene in the Pacific Northwest and you know, families walking through the door with their jaws dropping at the activations that are going on are going to have a fantastic time. You know, I will see you there, I hope, Tom, and many of the Columbia team. But before I cut you loose, I think one of the things that nobody really talks about with Columbia are the opportunities, the employment opportunities that Columbia offers graduates and designers in the Pacific Northwest, kids who grow up going, hey, I want to design apparel, or I want to be involved in this sports world in some way. Like, there are fantastic designers that you guys have who got their start growing up here wearing Columbia stuff.
Absolutely. And I think, John, just like in the industry that you're in, there's a lot of different roles to be played in broadcasting, to put something like, you know, the show that you have on the air and to all the different elements. And it's the same thing with, you know, a company like Columbia. There are tons of opportunities, and we love the local people here. And we have lots of stores as well, and there's just different ways to start your career here and work your way up, whether you're into retail or you're into product design or you're into IT work or anything else.
Did you think 30 plus years when you walked through the door on the first day?
No way. I think a lot of the younger folks that work with me now probably scratch their head and go, how could you possibly have been here for that long? But it's been a very easy journey, to be honest. I don't really think about all the, you know, it's not the years, it's the mileage, they say. But I definitely have had a really great business education, first and foremost, and I've tried to give back as much as I've been given. And I have a deep, deep respect for the Boyle family and all that they've done for the company and for the community. So it really has been a very easy, easy journey.
My wife, as a newscaster, had a few opportunities to meet Gert. And, man, when I told her, hey, I had gone to see her son, Tim, and got a chance to get to know him a little bit. And she just raved about Gert and the impact. And it's evident that her influence remains on the business. Obviously her son and grandson still, you know, running the company, but what a powerhouse and what a great story for the Pacific Northwest.
Absolutely. And she was every bit as real as she seemed in the advertising. She really took a lot of pride in the company, and she was a real honest individual, told you what she thought, but gave you all the support that you needed to be successful. And I think the outpouring, obviously, around her, upon her passing, was evident and obvious. She's just was a pillar in the community, both philanthropically and also from a business standpoint, and just a very courageous woman.
Tom Miller, thank you for coming on, sharing some of the story at Columbia. I think it's interesting stuff, and thank you to Columbia for their support of Worlds of Sport and what will be a fantastic event here in the Pacific Northwest, and bring some pride back to Portland and have people feel good about going to the convention center. So thank you, Tom, for your support.
Thanks, Sean. It's my pleasure, and it's our pleasure to be involved in this inaugural event, and we hope you have a great turnout.
All right. Tom Miller, there he is, Vice President of Columbia. You know, when you go into the Columbia headquarters, there's a picture of Gert Boyle right there by the CEO's office. Powerhouse family story. You know how big I am on legacy. I'm a legacy guy. Italian family. My grandparents, you know, the story of them and their parents immigrating from Italy through Ellis Island to a suburban steel town in Pennsylvania. And my grandfather and grandmother said, you know what, we want opportunities for our kids and our grandkids, and we're going to move west. We're not going to be here in the steel country. And, you know, everybody in the mill was getting sick, and people were having problems with their lungs. And I remember my grandfather. It was years ago when I was working at the Mercury News, and I wrote a story about Bill Walsh, and it was on the front page of the Mercury News. My grandfather read that paper, and I can remember my grandfather calling me up, and he was so proud. And what that was really about was legacy, because it was about the sacrifices generationally that are made. His parents picking up their family and immigrating from a small town in Italy to a small town in America through Ellis Island, heading into the unknown. It's Gert Boyle taking over the company after her husband dies unexpectedly. It's a hat company. It evolves into the empire that is Columbia Sportswear, for crying out loud. Think about the vision. Think about the pride in that company. It's not like there's a lot of corporations. There's a lot of companies who make apparel. They make a jacket. They make a sneaker. The thing I love about Columbia is it's the story. It's the stitching of the story. That's Gert Boyle. That's her son. It's the ambition. It's the ingenuity. It's the courage that it took to run a company, you know, when – you know, you're a widow with a son running a hat company and going, okay, what is this thing going to be? It's a fantastic story. And I can tell you, when I talked to Tim Boyle, the CEO of Columbia, and we were just talking, we were just having to get to know you. Hey, you know, how are things? I've heard a lot about you. And I told him, I said, this Worlds of Sport event is going to hopefully help rebrand the image of Portland in some small way. And maybe it benefits some people who are homeless, who are on the streets, and maybe we can help some people. And he says, you know, tell me more about this. I didn't think for a million years, like, Columbia doesn't need to sponsor an event or be at an event. But Tim Boyle said, I don't want people to walk in there and not see Columbia. Think about that. That's generational. That isn't like, hey, we got a marketing budget, let's just hold back. No. That is somebody who gets it. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Via interview will be Tim Boyle, the CEO. Got to get him on the show. Avid outdoorsman. Anna's popped into the studio. Anna, we were just talking about Gert Boyle with Tom Miller, the vice president of marketing at Columbia. And I did not have an interaction with Gert, but you did. And you grew up in the region, so you know what a powerhouse she was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, her presence was just huge. Everybody knew that campaign with Columbia, One Tough Mother, and it was spot on. I mean, here's a woman that continued to work until she was 95 years old. 95 years old!
Yeah.
And just her story, her legacy is incredible. Born into Nazi Germany, escaping, and then founding what became Columbia Sportswear. And not only that, I mean, the story that stands out to me is when she was in her late 80s and she experienced a home invasion and had the wherewithal to tell this kidnapper, this would-be kidnapper, that, hey, you know, I've got to disable my alarm system. But actually what she was doing was hitting a secret code to get the police over to her house.
I remember that. They messed with the wrong mother.
Yeah.
They messed with the wrong lady.
At 80, like, I think she was like 87 when that happened.
Here's what's cool, because you see a lot of companies, and I mentioned this on the interview, and I think it's really authentic that you see a lot of companies that start off as a family business. They grow to a certain point, and they kind of lose their connection with the family.
Mm-hmm.
They are a corporation. And, you know, and I guess when you get to a certain scale, some of that happens naturally.
Sure.
But I still feel like, you know, I was over there on that campus, and she's got her son working there. He's running the company. You've got, you know, the grandson's the president of the company. You know, you've got, it's still her company. It's still the boy. It's still got a, it's a family business.
Right.
It's always been a family business.
Yeah.
And by the way, how brilliant was it for Columbia to get NBC Sports and all the Olympic coverage people back in the day wearing the Columbia jackets and then getting you guys, as you were at K2 for years, I don't know how many Columbia jackets with the K2 emblem you have on them.
I know.
And coin.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, you look into our closet when we go out to play in the snow or whatever with the kids, we've got like 17 Columbia jackets with all different news stations logos on them. It's really marvelous marketing.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And she was so staunchly loyal to that brand. I remember she would call into the newsroom when I was at K2 if one of us happened to not be wearing the Columbia sportswear brand.
She noticed.
If say that we had a newbie reporter who forgot their Columbia jacket in the newsroom and like threw on a North Face, oh God forbid, like we would hear about it.
I don't blame her.
Yeah,
she's like, nope, not on my watch.
That's not the deal.
Not on my watch.
I love her because, I mean, that was not an easy life that she had. It's not an easy story of how that company came to be. And her whole credo of just overcome the challenges and take, you know, what's difficult and do something with it and propel that to the next step. I mean, that's a message that we can all carry.
My grandfather used to say, and maybe this is the mentality of an immigrant, okay? He used to say the difficult, it'll take a little time.
Yeah.
But he says the impossible, you know, I just need a little bit more time. Like, mm-hmm. essentially, like, I can work through anything.
Yeah.
Like, I can navigate anything. And I think that company's just got a great story. I'm really happy they're going to be at Worlds of Sport, and they're going to be showcasing some of their connections with the sports world. Bubba Wallace, NASCAR driver, they're going to, you know, as you heard Tom Miller there talk about it. And again, it goes back to, like, you know, I'm talking to Tim Boyle. And then he's like, tell me about this event. He really cares about Portland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wrote a check to the city of Portland to help them clean up the freeways, the graffiti and the garbage and everything that was there. Like, he went into his own pocket and just said, hey, I'll do this privately. Like, if you guys can't do it, I'll do it privately. And he has supported nonprofit organizations, and he's supporting this event, which helps the community. And I don't want our listeners to miss that. I think it's really important.
Yeah.
There's a lot of companies out there that don't care. Okay, they don't. They're worried about the profit and the mm-hmm. bottom line. And the profit and the bottom line, yeah, it matters. But if you can do that while you are building up your community, hell, that's a win. Leave it here.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.